Hello, this is Abby Bejo from Lake Health and Wellbeing, and welcome to this episode of our podcast. Today, we're so happy to be joined by 82-year-old Jonah Jose, who is a retired regional HR manager, and we'll be finding out how she has stayed healthy over the years. So welcome, Mrs. Ajose. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's a pleasure. So we just wanted to delve a little bit into your lifestyle and your health and your well-being. So first of all, you're going to be 83 this year. You look extremely young. You look great. Your mind is super sharp and you have a great memory and you have no major health issues. So can you tell us, what is your secret to keeping strong and healthy?
I don't have a secret, but to be strong and healthy, one has to eat healthy and one has to exercise. And my form of exercise is walking.
Okay, that's great. So you've done a lot of walking over the years, I take it, yes?
I have.
That's great. That is really good. And so do you think, looking back on your life, were you particularly health conscious?
I wouldn't say I was particularly health conscious. But I knew that I had to eat properly and I had to exercise. And that's what I did in order to keep well.
Okay, very, very good. And thinking back to your childhood, what was your diet like back then? Like, did your mother make, I'm sure she did, very different from today's meals. Did your mother make like fresh, wholesome meals?
My mother made healthy food all the time. She ensured that we ate healthy at all times.
Okay, so that gave you a really good foundation.
It certainly did.
Good. So what types of foods did you eat back then? Was it like yam, sweet potato? What kind of foods did she make?
Yes, she did. She made those things as well as rice, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all nourishing food. She was very particular.
Okay. Very, very good. Okay, so I guess what we can take from that is having a balance. So you did a bit of exercise and walking, and you just made sure you had a healthy, well-balanced diet.
That's right.
Okay, great. So let's just take a little detour and move away from general health. We want to look a little bit about emotional well-being. So can you tell us a little bit about the happiest moments of your life and why those moments were happy?
Well, I'm the mother of four children, and I think the happiest moments of my life were when there were babies, because babies bring you a lot of joy. And I enjoyed having them as babies and looking after them and bringing them up.
Oh, that's really nice. So that's nice to hear that your happiest moments weren't necessarily materialistic moments, but actually to do with relationships and family. So that's very important, do you think, in maintaining happiness?
Yes, I do. I do. I think it's very important.
Oh, okay. And then let's think about some of the challenges, because you've lived a nice long life and I'm sure life has thrown you a challenge or two. So how have you sort of overcome the challenges in life?
Well, the biggest challenge in my life at the moment that I can think of were the hurricanes of last year.
Oh.
Those were very, very challenging and I was very, very scared.
Oh.
And you know, it wasn't something I would look forward to again, but I understand that we're going to have more challenges this year. So let's see what happens.
Yeah, well, hopefully it won't be so bad this year.
I hope not.
Yeah, I know hurricanes, or this particular hurricane, you know, was really quite traumatic. But when you have gone through other challenges in life, maybe when you think about those, what advice would you give to the younger generation on how to deal with the challenges that life might throw at them?
Well, I think you have to be prepared for challenges. And I would advise younger people to be always ready to accept challenges and face up to them.
And
not run away from them.
And to just confront them.
Just confront them, yes, okay. Absolutely.
Yeah, and not be scared to confront them.
Don't be scared to confront them, not at all.
Okay. And then just want to see how you manage stress. So you did have quite a stressful job. So you're a regional HR manager for a leading oil company in the Caribbean. And how did you manage the stress of such a demanding job?
Quite simply, I left stress in the office. I did not take it home with me. I left it in the office.
You left it at the door as soon as you left the office.
That's right.
That's great. Right. So basically what you did was you just didn't bring work home with you. You just left all your papers and everything at the office.
Well, certainly the stress part of it, yeah. I left at the office.
Okay. So you were able to just switch off.
Yes.
Okay, great stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, I think we're coming towards the end of our short interview. So I just probably want to end with some tips, really. So what advice would you give to women, especially younger women, to ensure that they maintain a happy, healthy life, mind, body, and soul?
Well, I would advise them to be very, they need to be always on the up and up.
On the up and up.
Yes. That's right. They need to be on the up and up. And
okay.
They need to ensure that, you know, they're leading healthy lives.
Yeah.
Healthy lives. And that's my advice to them.
Yeah. So basically always probably have a positive outlook. Is that what you mean by up and up?
Yes, a positive outlook at all times. Positive outlook. That's right.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us for this short interview. Do you have anything else that you'd like to add? Anything about health and well-being that you'd like to add?
Not really. I think we've covered it all.
Okay, great. Great. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you. Okay, everybody, that was our episode. Getting tips on health and well-being from an elder. So stay tuned for our next episode, which will be in a week's time. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. Take care. Bye-bye.